The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Deez, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm your host, Juice Deez, and today's episode is about breakups, about curing your breakup with music. Let me tell you, it works wonders. I've been there, done that. But I love to listen to music when I'm going through a breakup or another failed talking stage. It just helps me cope with my feelings. I just think the artist producing the song has this emotion that connects with me. I don't know. You'll see with when I tell you guys about who I listen to, because you would think I get my heart broken almost every day because I listen to these artists religiously. There's no day I don't listen to this artist. Let's get right into it, because I'm really excited to talk about this topic, especially since the last episode was very sad and down, and I promised you guys to have a lighter topic for this episode. So I use Spotify, but I also use Apple Music. But on my Spotify playlist, my heartbroken playlist is called Crying in the Club, and the bio of it: when overthinking has taken a toll. I suffer with overthinking a lot. I suffer with thinking of the worst, and yeah, I just overthink a lot. But there's 93 songs in there, and it's about six hours long. And let me tell you, when I go through a breakup, I would listen to this playlist on repeat. It helps me. It literally helps me cope with my feelings and cope with how I'm feeling, and that everything happens for a reason. And I think getting your heart broken is the worst ever, especially your first heartbreak. I think that's the worst. But once you go through it multiple times, you just get numb to it. It's basically an everyday thing for me. But so let's start with the first artist. This first artist I don't really listen to often, but I recently got back into this person, which is Jhené Aiko. I was listening to her since maybe freshman year in high school, all the way to maybe junior year in high school. I listened to her. I just remember listening to her junior year because I went to her concert my sophomore year, so I was still on that wave where I just kept on listening to Jhené Aiko. But my senior year, it fell through and I just stopped listening to her. But I recently just started seeing her songs pop up in my Discover Weekly. And I was like, I've been listening to this artist. I know who this artist is. I guess Spotify thinks I don't listen to this artist enough, and Jhené Aiko is one of them. I love Jhené Aiko. She is my favorite artist when I first get my heart broken. Just like that next day after it, when all the emotions just finally hit you, she's the artist I listen to, because every time I listen to her music, I relate to it so much that I just cry to her songs at this point. And once I'm done crying after her songs, I am totally cried out, I guess you can say. My tears have evaporated. My tears have disappeared, pretty much. But I started listening to her again, and I'm very happy that I started listening to her again, because she is one of the best artists of all time, in my opinion. But her work says it all. It says it all. The next artist I listen to while I get my heart broken, while my heart is breaking into pieces, is Drake. Very old school Drake. like the Take Care album I listened to while going through a heartbreak. It's that era of him, that old era, I guess you can say. His 2015 era and before that was Heartbreak Drake. And I just remember this because this is when he had was so in love with Nicki Minaj, and that Nicki broke his heart so many times. But I think that's what happened. That's what inspired him to write those songs. Do not get me wrong. I think it's a whole different story, but I'm going with what I think and what my narrative is of Heartbreak Drake. But I just love listening to him, especially going through a breakup. But he's a great artist to listen to while going through a heartbreak, or if you just want to bring up the mood a little bit, he's a great artist to listen to. I definitely put him on, especially in my car drives, because he just gives you what you need. That he gives you that serotonin. He gives you that feeling. I don't know how to describe this feeling, but this feeling is good. Another artist I listen to, Bay Area's own Kehlani. I listen to Kehlani. I know. Kehlani this, Kehlani that. But Kehlani is so good when it comes to heartbreak music. Oh my god. Don't get me started. I've been listening to her ever since maybe middle school. Ever since her EP came out. Was her Cloud 19 EP was on Spotify. I was on that. And when You Should Be Here album came out, those are my songs. Those are my songs when it comes to me getting my heart broken. Because You Should Be Here. You should be here watching me yell at you. You know, you should see me, see how I feel after what you did. But also it could be something I did, but we ain't gonna talk about that because I'm perfect in my eyes. And when Sweet Sexy Savage came out, let me tell you, that album spoke volumes to me. It was like, what? Say it again, Kehlani? Run it back, Kehlani? What? Yeah, it was that type of album to me. Because I know a lot of people would do that for Drake, would do that for SZA, would do that for everyone. But Kehlani just did it for me. The last three I'm going to share with you. I think these last three artists I'm going to tell you should be an essential in every single heartbreak playlist on whatever platform, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple. These three top artists should be there. If you do not have those, any song for those artists, I'm not going to listen to your playlist. So number three would be SZA. SZA, her voice, her presence, her vibe is so good. I just love her. I have no words for her. I'm so happy she got her first Grammy. I think this is her first Grammy. Well, she got a Grammy. Proud for good sis. Clap for her. And she looked drop-dead gorgeous at the Grammys on the red carpet. Drop-dead gorgeous. But a song that I tell you to listen to for this, for SZA. The way you spell SZA is S-Z-A. But her song, 20-something, so good. And it's kind of crazy because I'm turning 19 this year and next year I'm turning 20, so I can start singing 20-something. I'm stuck in my 20-something. I'm stuck in my 20-something. She's one of the best artists, I think. Love her. Her recent song, I Wasn't Really Feeling, I Hate You. I don't know if that's her recent song, but one of her recent songs. I Hate You was not one of my faves because I've been listening to that since it was been on SoundCloud. So it was just a miss for me. She could have put another different song and I would have been appreciative. But we all can't get what we want. So just waiting for her to drop her sophomore album and we be cool. The next artist, she holds a special place in my heart because the first ever real breakup I got into, she was singing to my soul. She literally was singing to me. It felt like she was singing to me. And she helped me get through the bad times. And this person is Summer Walker. I know you guys are gonna be like, what? Summer Walker this, Summer Walker that. She's xenophobic. She starves her child. Here's the thing. I separate the art from the artist now at this point. I have unfollowed Summer Walker on all of my socials, on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I never had on Snapchat. But anyways, you know, like unfollowed her, everything. So I just support her through Spotify. And I promise you, she's probably getting so much money from me, but she don't got a follow from me. I don't even follow her on Spotify, but her albums, so good. Over It, and her recent still Over It, let me tell you, so good. The song Bitter, the very first song, just sold it to me. I was just like, yes, I'm going to like this album. I'm going to like it because I was going through a heartbreak just like hers. And let me tell you, it wasn't all peaches and creams. It wasn't all sunshines and rainbows. I needed some days to cry and I need some days to grieve and some days to feel like a baddie bee. Hey. But the final artist, he gets a lot of praise and he holds a special place in my heart that I even did an essay back my sophomore year in high school for my final. I did an essay based around him. I love him. This artist is Frank Ocean. Yes, it's Frank Ocean. I love Frank Ocean. I think he just has this voice and it just gets me every time. He only has two albums and both of them of the his albums are great. It's really, really good. I love Frank Ocean. From Channel Orange, I love listening to his oldest album, his very first album, because it just hits me in the soul. Honestly, it hits me right where it hurts. But Thinking About You, that's the song I did my essay about. And Thinking About You is, it just hits you, especially when it's a fresh breakup, because you're thinking about them and you know you don't want to tell them that you're thinking about them and that you miss them. So you listen to Thinking About You because he says everything about everything. It's just, I have no words for him. He needs to come back and do an album just in case I go through another failed talking stage or go through another breakup. But I'm still waiting for SZA and Frank Ocean to drop an album. I'm waiting. The world is waiting. We're all waiting. So he might as well get into the studio and start singing. But if he don't want to, he don't got to. That is all for today's episode. I hope you found some new artists to listen to when going through another failed talking stage or another breakup. I hope you found someone in this list. But if you didn't, I'm sorry. Go listen to some Taylor Swift. But I'll see you guys next week. next week on Sneaking on the Suburbs will be episode 8. We'll be talking about who got a creative outlet. We need to know. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.